Time now for Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Now, here's their host, Warren Franklin.
Welcome to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence. We have another great show lined up today. You're always welcome to call Mariah or Spence at the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group to discuss anything about real estate. Their number is 503-507-3666. So let's get the show started. Today, we're going to discuss the best real estate advice from experts across the country.
For today's show, we have gathered information and advice from some expert real estate agents who are killing it all over the world. Basically, we've asked them, if you could just give us one piece of advice, what is the best piece of real estate advice that you would give someone? It can be anything. And we have advice today that we're going to share with you that has to do with investing in real estate, buying and selling, transactions, even some career advice that could apply to all kinds of other careers and businesses. So this is really for everyone. And at the very end, Spencer and I are both going to share the best real estate advice that we've ever received. So stay tuned until the end. You're not going to want to miss that.
And to start the show with the first tip,
yes,
if you're listening, get a pen and paper out, because if you're not writing these down, they will be forgotten. Mm-hmm. And I know some of them might be general or just common knowledge, but sincerely, get a pen down and write these tips down, because it will change your world for when you are ready to sell, or if you're just another realtor listening in, it's only going to help you in your future.
Mm-hmm. And basically what we're going to do is we're just going to go down the list and share the name of the agent who gave that tip and what market they're in, and then share the advice. And that way, if you're listening to this and you're thinking about moving to that marketplace, because I know a lot of people are moving right now, then now you have an expert in that area. Be sure to write the agent's name and information down if that's you, looking for an agent in that area.
And how cool is this? Mariah, you're able to track down and have relationships globally and nationally through other brokerages. These aren't brokers just under Berkshire Hathaway, guys. These are
I don't think any of them are under Berkshire Hathaway, actually.
These are real top producing experts in their market. So seriously, if we're getting an area or a state that you're maybe wanting to move, give them a shout out, call them, or an email, because they are the real deal and they're there to help you. And so I want to just say thank you for all of the experts that sent in their real estate advice to us for us to broadcast today's show with. Seriously, that's amazing. And you will be connected with if there is a referral for you in Salem, Oregon.
And one more thing to add, we probably won't get to all of them because we got a lot of advice to go through here. So if we don't get through all of them, if we don't get to your advice that you sent us, then we will probably save that for another show, and we will be revisiting that in the future. So with all that being said, I'll start out with our first piece of advice, which is from Tamir Dunning from Adelaide, South Australia. And she says, this advice is for home sellers. Immaculate presentation always sells a property faster and for more money. And gardens, or what I think she meant by gardens, because we don't really call it that here in the States, is putting money into landscaping or curb appeal is usually the most inexpensive item you can put time and effort into, which will add the most back in return.
That's a really good point, especially when think about it. If you're a buyer and you've just only been simply searching homes online and the photos that you're seeing, you got grass to your knees and trees that have never been trimmed, shrubs and just weeds everywhere. Are you going to be more likely to see that home or another home at the same exact price, but landscaped, well-groomed, because that presentation is just super important. And you might actually be missing out on one thing, but from the online view, it looks completely different when it's not well-landscaped or advertised and promoted due to not being presented well. So that's really important. That's awesome. That's a really good tip.
I know if I'm looking at properties and if I'm scrolling through and I see a house that the outside is just really not taken care of and you can tell that, I'm probably not even going to look at the interior photos, because I'm just going to assume that they take care of the inside like they do the outside, even though that might not be the case. So I think that was great advice.
Yeah, there's a lot of assumptions.
It's inexpensive compared to other things.
There's a lot of assumptions when it comes to curb appeal and when it's being presented right or wrong.
Mm-hmm.
We can always assume the worst out of a picture we see online or whatever. So please, please, if you're wanting to list your home, let's talk about it. That's part of our listing appointment. I'm pretty black and white of tips and things we need to do to get your home ready to list. Mm-hmm. And part of our discussion is curb appeal. What are we going to do to make this presentable for buyers?
Right. Okay, so this next piece of advice is he's gearing it towards real estate agents, like career advice, but I think it could be geared toward anyone wanting to invest in real estate, or honestly, it could be applied to other businesses or mm-hmm. careers, or like if you're trying to do something else. I'll just get to it and you'll understand what I'm trying to say. So this is from Ben Burrito, or Barreto, sorry, in Knox County, Tennessee. He says, getting stuck in analysis paralysis is the worst thing that can happen to anyone in real estate or in business in general. You cannot learn enough or prepare enough to get to a point where you completely get rid of your fear. Gather up enough information to come up with a plan and then take action. Yes, you will fall on your face. Yes, you will fail. You will fail more than you will succeed at first, but you will learn, you will get better, and you will succeed. And in this business, it just takes one successful sale a month to be better than the average agent in the country. When you win the day, you win the week. When you win the week, you win the month. And when you win the month, you win the year. So just focus on today and what you need to do to create opportunity.
This is unbelievable.
There was a lot there.
There was a lot there. But what I come to reference with is when I first became a broker mm-hmm. and I was doing a ton of cold calls, and I actually got to experience what you went through, because you were a ton of for sale by owners, expired mm-hmm. listings, cold calling these individuals and gaining new buyer clients through these as well. And one thing that held me back originally, believe it or not, was the fear. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of cold calling comes with a lot of rejection. And that's an emotional game that a lot of brokers honestly play. And some of them choose to stay out of that cold calling world because they're afraid of this rejection. So when I heard pick up the phone and start dialing, I believe that's from The Wolf of Wall Street, I really...
It spoke to me.
Seriously, because if you're not picking up the phone and dialing, who are you talking to? Nobody. Nothing's going to happen in your world. So if you're having the fear of, I don't know much about this home I'm talking about. Well, through the experience, you're going to gain the knowledge and know how to talk to people over the phone and help them and service them over time. So don't have that fear. And I mm-hmm. love what he just had to say about that. That broke a lot of doors open for people to actually go out and do now. Mm-hmm. So,
and what he said about analysis paralysis, I know a lot of new agents that I've talked to, or not even new agents, just agents in general that I've talked to, they'll spend so much time, like when they get a lead, they'll spend all this time like looking them up on Facebook and doing all this research and back stuff. And it's instead of just like making the calls. And I think that can be really paralyzing. And yeah, just have to do it.
All right. Well, let's take a quick break. I want to remind you, you can always get in touch with Mariah and Spence at the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group by calling 503-507-3666. We'll be back in a few minutes to continue talking about advice from experts from across the country.
Welcome back to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Here's their host, Warren Franklin.
We're back with Mariah and Spence with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. You can contact them at 503-507-3666. Before we left, we promised we would continue talking about advice from experts from across the country.
This next piece of real estate advice is from Blanca Philbin in South Florida in that market. She says, your mental health is the most important. When you have a deal that has either fallen apart for whatever reason, or your clients have decided to go with another realtor, don't dwell on it. Your energy is better spent on your next deal, on your next prospecting call. Don't dwell on it. Learn from it and move on.
Mental health. A lot of brokers don't really think about this. Is like I said earlier, when you're cold calling, there's a lot of rejection. Or mm-hmm. say you do get the listing appointment and you're battling against four other agents to compete in who's going to get hired. And maybe you thought you got the job. Are you going to let that ruin your week? Or are you going to keep going? Because if you don't, you're going to be set back even farther and further from a paycheck. Mm-hmm. That's really good advice. Have you ever experienced those days, Mariah, where, you know, it just didn't work out for you, or you had a couple calls that just made you want to go to the salon afterwards and just escape. What, do you have any experiences with that?
Definitely. And I've definitely had times where I had clients who I showed so many houses to and put so much effort and time into, drove to so many different towns, and then they ended up buying in another market or working with someone else. And like, you really can't, obviously the longer you're into the, you get, are in the business, the more skills you develop to be able to make it so that happens less
often. Yeah, you capture those leads
still, though. There are times when things like that do happen where you put in all this work and then you don't end up getting paid, but you really can't think of it as like, oh, I should have been paid for this, or this should have happened, because if you do, you're going to drive yourself crazy, because that's just part of this business. And I mean, you can't think of it like that.
Yeah, and we see it like literally daily.
Yeah.
I get to drive home every day and there's two other for sale signs in the yards, and these are my neighbors. Well, why didn't they list with me? Well, why am I obligated to get every listing in the world? It's my fault.
I didn't
door knock. I didn't introduce myself. So don't feel obligated.
Or entitled
for
any
all the
listing
businesses.
Or business, yeah. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah, and that's for every business. That's just not even real estate. That's just kind of like a life tip, and that's life in general. So thank you, Blanca. We really appreciate that piece of advice.
This next one is from Dominique Anderson in Austin, Texas. And she says, when we first purchased our home, we didn't feel ready and definitely had to get our ducks in a row. But once we made the initial leap, it wasn't so scary anymore. If I could do it all over again or give a piece of advice to someone who wants to buy their first or their next property but is a bit hesitant, I would say I wish we would have purchased when I was even younger. You're going to gain so much more equity and be able to begin building wealth, and it just snowballs from there. So my advice is to take the leap and invest in real estate as soon as possible.
Ooh, that's so good. Mm-hmm. That's really good. Mm-hmm. And I don't care what age you are. Mm-hmm. You could be an 18-year-old just out of high school. You've been employed, or you could be a 67-year-old. I don't know why I said 67, but that number just came right out of
Maybe
me.
Maybe someone listening.
And
67.
Yeah, 67. If that's you and you need a piece of real estate, you contact me at 503-507-3666. But seriously, that's so true. If you don't invest, who else are you investing into? Mm-hmm. Right? It would be somebody else. Why not invest in yourself?
Yep. You're going to pay to live somewhere anyway. And the sooner you buy, the sooner you can start building equity. And I mean, yeah, real estate is the safest possible investment you could do, the safest thing you could do with your money. And I think that it's really easy for especially first-time buyers to build it up in their mind and make it a lot riskier or scarier than it is. But it's really, like she said, once we actually did it, we realized this really isn't that scary. And hopefully that's when you work with us, our hope is that you'll get to the end of the process and think, wow, that was a lot easier than I expected, or less scary than I expected, because we are there to make the process smooth for you. That's our job.
That's the goal, right? Mm-hmm. Like, why be scared? If this is something that your ambitions is saying, let's go do it. Mm-hmm. Well, what's holding you back? Don't let your fear, and maybe there's a lot of different types of people out there. You know, I've had a lot of clients that they just simply have hard times making decisions. If that's you, that's not the biggest end of the world problem. We can ease your mind, talk you through it, and that's on us to really make this process relate to your personality. So if there's no just, hey, I'm gonna shove you in the fire and keep you there, you always have the choice, but ultimately we are the professionals and we're here to help you with that type of advice. So it's never too late to just make a good investment. And so if you're currently renting, let's talk. Let's talk about making your first time home buying process a reality.
And our next tip is from Andrea Del Puerto in Los Angeles. And her advice is for first time home buyers. She says, have your finances in order. Pay off debt, or at least a good chunk of it, for lower debt to income ratio. That's something lenders will look at when you're getting pre-qualified. And do not make any financial changes such as jobs, retire, or buy a vehicle when you are about to start or in the middle of the home buying process.
You would be surprised, and I'm sure, Mariah, you've had a few clients yourself, but you would be surprised about how many clients have actually maybe bought a car or took out a new credit card to maybe buy their future furniture for their purchase. Please, if you're hearing this, don't go do that, especially if you've entered a real estate contract, because that affects your debts. And if you're worried about credit scores and stuff like that, let's really get you connected to a lending professional. Mm-hmm. I have a team behind me. I'm happy to provide you with their information. Once again, Warren will give you the call, our number at break, and give us a call then. But mm-hmm. we have teams in place for these types of questions. When it comes to real estate, obviously Mariah and I, we can get you in the homes. We can negotiate. We can make things happen for you. But in order to do that, we really need to have your finances in order. And right now, especially, it's more important than ever. Mm-hmm. And if you're worried about credit scores, let's get you connected. How can we raise your credit scores? I'm not the professional when it comes to what debts to pay off, what debts not to pay off. What I can tell you is don't put matter into your own hands, because yeah. I've had plenty of clients do that and pay off all their debts.
Yeah.
And sometimes that decreases your credit scores or just keeps it the same. So then you wasted all that money mm-hmm. and you got nothing to show for it. There's a difference between good debts and bad debts. Please, let's get you connected with a lending professional. And all you have to do is give us a call and Warren will give you our number over break.
Yes.
Let's get our last tip from these agents that you've reached out to, Mariah.
All right, so this next tip is from Melanie Gadimi in the greater Seattle market. She says, This is specific for the market that we are in, but buyers need to be prepared and patient. I say prepared because understanding the current market conditions will provide insight and a sense of understanding when it comes to making an offer on a home that already has 10 other offers. Having realistic expectations going into the home buying process will help you to not get discouraged. Know that you will find the right home that is meant for you. It just may take time, and try to enjoy the process.
Cool. What? Yeah. So I'm not leading. What do you have to say about this tip, Rye?
Well, I think it's really great advice. I, like she said, especially for this market. I know I had two buyer consultations over Zoom this last week from a couple different families that are moving from other parts of the country. And one of the things when I do these Zoom consultations that I really try to get across to them and make a point of telling them is that is explaining, like she said, explaining what market we're in and what things are looking like, giving examples and really setting expectations, because I think that's key in making sure that these buyers don't get discouraged.
That's
because
so good.
If they're going into this and their agent maybe isn't knowledgeable about what's going on, or they don't take the time to explain that and set proper expectations, they'll probably get discouraged and or they just won't know what type of offer to write. So setting expectations is key.
You're listening to Real Estate with Mariah Spence with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. You can contact them at 503-507-3666. And when we come back, the real estate tip of the week and the listing of the week.
Welcome back to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Here's their host, Warren Franklin.
We're back with Mariah and Spence with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. You can call them at 503-507-3666. All right, guys, what is your real estate tip of the week?
For the tip of the week this week, we are sharing, going along with the theme of the show, our best real estate advice that we've ever received. And mine was given to me by a client who was in his 70s, and he had built the type of life that he wanted through owning real estate. And I wanted to take his advice because obviously he was someone whose situation I wanted to try to recreate someday. And so thought he was someone good to take advice from. So what he told me was, buy everything and sell nothing.
Wow.
And yeah, that's a little extreme.
That's awesome,
I know.
Though.
I know. Obviously, every situation is different, and there are times when it does make sense to sell and make a profit. But mm-hmm. I did appreciate the point that he was trying to make with this. And it kind of just reminds me of when we sold the first house that we ever purchased. You know, we sold it shortly after we bought it because we were just so excited about the value that we'd gained in such a short amount of time because mm-hmm. of how fast things were appreciating and how fast they still are even now. But now we always say, looking back, we say we wish we would have kept it and just turned it into a rental, because we sold it then for somewhere in the like 270s.
Yeah, we were happy with that price.
Yeah,
you know?
And now it would be close to the 350s, and we were excited about the jump in value then, but it would have made a lot more sense to just keep it as an asset and then continued to buy another one and then keep doing this throughout the years. And obviously not every situation is able, you know, you're not always able to do that, but I appreciated what he said, buy everything and sell nothing.
That's really good though, you know, and especially that he's 70.
Yeah,
like he's lived it.
He's done clearly. It. He's bought and sold a lot and gone through it a lot.
He had wealth.
Yeah,
he had tons of wealth on his back end. So my advice is actually when I first got in the business, I'm attending a Berkshire Hathaway conference and there was a guest speaker, and he was, believe it or not, from the Ritz-Carlton Hotel. He was one of their guest speakers that travels nationally and just kind of promotes their hotel and even other businesses. And my thought process was like, what am I doing here? I'm a realtor. This is a Ritz-Carlton guest speaker. What's the correlation? But what I found out is the hotel industry has a lot of unique correlations with real estate. And it all had to do with one simple thing. Service. And that's what he led with. He said, how are you servicing your clients? And that really dawned on me because I said, you know, I'm new to the business. I firstly didn't have much clients to work with, but I knew I could grow off of that and how I could take all the notes I can and apply that to our business now that I'm new in the real estate agency world is how can I service these clients? And that was huge to me. And Ritz-Carlton, I didn't realize, I mean, obviously, you know, it's a nice hotel. Yep. They a lot of their references came down to their New York hotel, right across from Central Park. Who wouldn't want to stay there? But they really have a good team in place, all the way from the head down to the man that opens the doors. They really take notes on all their clients from the time they're checking in or booking online at home to the time they're getting home from their reservation. And one thing that really caught my eye is everybody knows the client's first or last name. So when you enter the door at the Ritz, they say, hello, Mr. Crawford, or hello, Spencer, how are you today? And then you walk in feeling like you're some type of big shot because someone knows your name, because we really identify with that, right? We feel important because somebody said our name. And that was huge to me. And it really kind of gave me a revelation of how we want to run our business and how we can service our clients to a new level. And that was really fantastic. Now, I don't have much time, but the listing of the week, I'm taking photos on it tomorrow. It will be active and live on Monday. So get me as soon as you can. It's 1637 Trent Avenue here in Kaiser, Oregon. That's 1637 Trent Avenue here in Kaiser, Oregon.
That's it for this week. Thank you for listening to Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. You can hear their show every Saturday at 9:30 a.m. You can contact Mariah and Spence at the Ventrus Crawford Realty Group at 503-507-3666. That's 503-507-3666.
You've been listening to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence right here on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.